So I'll tell you a little bit about, these are the Bashan jigs, we call it that. The first tunes were written by me for our parents, Quinn and I we're brother and sister. I wrote this tune for our parents for Christmas one year, which I thought was a very thoughtful present. It's a nice tune, I think. Quinn quickly pointed out that he thought it was very cheap of me to have gotten this as a present, but I hold strong on the thoughtful camp.
I think that's an amazing
You
present.
Got to.
Yeah, May, as a mother, what would
There's
you
nothing
say?
Else.
Nothing could make me happier than if my child wrote me a song.
See?
I'm with Christina on this one.
Oh, okay. We got another convert. Like, you're on my side now. Thank you, May. Okay, so these are the Bashan jigs. Once again, brought to you by... Just kidding. Thank you.
in the intro, you had a chance to participate in a couple of workshops here at Roots and Blues. Tell me about those experiences.
Yeah, so we've had two workshops so far today. We had It was morning meditation.
And rosin up the bow.
Yeah, and then rosin up the bow in the afternoon. Yeah, the morning meditation was fun, pretty chill. It was a little early for me, 10:15 in the morning. So that was a bit of a struggle. But yeah, rosin up the bow, I was pretty awake by then. And played some really cool fiddle tunes. A friend of mine, Miriam Sonstis from Victoria. I butchered her last name there. She plays in the Unfaithful Servants. We played a couple tunes together earlier at that workshop, and Tom from Dervish and
Tomorrow.
Hey, I didn't make that connection. Yeah,
he's quick off the mark with the wordplay over there in the corner.
I want to make a weird joke about that, but I'm not.
Workshops are fun. Yeah, workshops at festivals are really fun because it does give you a chance to collaborate with different people and play some tunes together. Especially, I think it suits fiddling very well because we actually literally know the same tunes. We know the same melodies.
Right.
So we just play them together. And it's like, it's what we grew up doing, fiddle jams. Someone asked me earlier, do you ever play with that many fiddlers? And sometimes we would play with 100 fiddlers.
Really?
So fiddle jams, that's kind of what I grew up with in Victoria, the Victoria Fiddle Society. They have a monthly jam on, I think it's the first Friday of the month, and just a bunch of people come down and just play a bunch of tunes together. They had that, so they had the Victoria Fiddle Society, the main general jam, and then I was the teen representative of the Victoria Fiddle Society when I was 15, 16,
wow.
And we started a teen jam. So we had our own jam in the other room, and we played faster, we played the more complicated tunes, and all of us teens kind of jamming over there. So it's definitely it was a really beautiful community in Victoria. As Quinn said, it's kind of a newer community, it's just starting, but it is a beautiful community, and I'm happy. I'm living back in Victoria now after a while living abroad, 6 years in Europe, a year in Quebec, and then back to the island. So it's nice to be home.
We're happy to have you back.
I want to mention about the fiddle jams. I started the tween jam, which is for 12-year-olds only, and which was very isolating at one point because I was the only 12-year-old as part of the society. But I made the most out of it and wrote a lot of tunes. So,
what is on the horizon for you musically over the coming months?
So after this tour, I'm working on a project called the BC Old Time Project, and so I'm going to all the archival organizations in British Columbia and digging up the oldest fiddle tunes that I can find, transcribing the music as thoroughly as possible with the bowings and the notes and all that, and just trying to understand the tradition better, because I feel like it could be understood better. So anyway, that's a project that I'm doing, and I'm recording an album up in the Cariboo, which I'm excited about. And then after I tour with a few different bands. The one I'm going to tour with next is called Kittle & Co. We're going to be on tour in California, and then I head back to Montreal, which is where I live right now.
Busy guy.
That's my answer to that
busy,
one.
Busy.
And for me, so as I said, I just kind of moved back to Victoria a year ago, and I've been taking it. I'm trying to take it easy and just kind of be a bit more settled there. So I'm actually teaching now, so I have my own students and passing on this tradition, the fiddle tradition, to other people that are interested in learning. So I think I'm doing a lot of that, and then performing a lot locally too, and then just doing tours here and there with Quinn. When I'm in Victoria, I play with a great guitar player called Charlie Gannon, and looking forward to playing with him more in the future. And but mostly trying to just take her easy. Yeah, I was traveling around and earning all these master's degrees and just doing all this crazy stuff for a while, and it's nice to just have a home base to feel a bit grounded and settled in one place.
Definitely. Do you have websites that we can keep track of what you're up to?
If you want to check out our website, it's qbishan.com. Otherwise, for my stuff, quinbishan.com and christinabrook.com.
Yeah, and so spellings, because it's not very intuitive. Qbishand is Q-B-A-C-H-A-N-D. That's qbishan.com. And then quinbishan, Quinn, Q-U-I-N-N-B-A-C-H-A-N-D.com. And Christina Brook, my name's spelled with a Q, so Q-R-I-S-T-I-N-A-B-R-O-O-K-E.com, ChristinaBrook.com. Yeah, so those would be our website together, our own individual websites, and yeah. Quinn also has a wonderful gypsy jazz project called Brishin, and Brishinmusic.com?
Yeah, you can launch there from my website.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Beautiful. And that was a little solo by the Salmon Arm Drum Group, so give them
exactly.
A round of applause.
This is what you were talking about,
this is what I was talking about.
The live music recordings sometimes
don't
work out.
So I'd like to take us out with a song from your album.
What track would we play from the album?
Ooh, what track would we play from the album?
Crooked Jack or something?
Crooked Jack would be nice. It's a bit of a slower song, but... this is one of our favorites from the album for sure. And yeah, it's a song, I did change the words a little bit. It's a working man song about working down in a hole, working on the hydro dams. And this fellow, Crooked Jack, basically, it's backbreaking work. And traditionally it was sung by a man, I suppose. So it's his version of the song. And I kind of spun it a little bit and I'm singing it from his partner's perspective, so talking about her husband or partner, Crooked Jack. So, yeah.
Come, Irish men, both young and stern, with adventure in your soul. There are better ways to spend your days than working down a hole. He was tall and true, all of 6'2", but they broke him across the back by a name he's known, but it's not his own. They call him Crooked Jack. I cursed the day he went away to work that hydro dam, for sweat and tears and hopes and fears bound up in shuddering jams. He was tall and true, all of 6'2", but they broke him across the back by a name he's known, but it's not his own. They call him Crooked Jack. Simply was because he could work hard hours and long. He was tall and true, all of 6'2", but they broke him across the back by a name he's known, but it's not his own. They call him Crooked Jack. But believe me, child, it's for sweat and blood that they want you down a hole. He was tall and true, all of 6'2", but they broke him across the back by a name he's known, but it's not his own. They call him Crooked Jack.